This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great nation and a great weekend where we have three big movies to review that are actually opening in theaters. And for the best of those movies, it's in theaters or on video on demand. So you have your choice whether you want to venture back out into the big, bad, bold world of actually going to movie theaters and seeing something. We will talk about the good, the bad, and the downright ugly from Hollyweird. We'll also be speaking with somebody who's tried to do something impossible. You'd think it was impossible. He's tried to make a Trump movie that is up the middle, that talks about some of the wonderful aspects of Donald J. Trump and his achievements as president, and some of the problematic aspects of President Trump. He has a new movie out called Citizen Trump that claims to have discovered the real secret of his personality and his whole career. We will get to that. It's a secret involving what Trump describes as his favorite movie. We will get to that, and speaking to Ron Orlando, visionary filmmaker, a little bit later this hour. First off, there is a great question, and this is clip number one, Jeremy. There is a great question that is posed about some comments from Lester Holt, who was talking about some of the violence across the country, some of the ongoing protests. And, of course, everybody is applauding the fact that we went down to just 24 arrests of people who are battling police officers in Louisville. They have apprehended the thug, and yes, he is a thug who shot two police officers during those riots. He did that two nights ago. They have not yet apprehended the individual who shot the two cops in Compton, California, seriously wounding both of them. President Trump said in his speech last night in Jacksonville, Florida, that he had called both of those two cops who were recovering from their wounds. And it seems to me that's appropriate. It's a good thing to do for the president of the United States. It was also, it seems to me, a terrible thing that happened when he did another good and appropriate thing. I mean, one of the things that I think many people who are critical of President Trump have said for a very long time is he needs to be more presidential, less partisan, less dividing America into red states and blue states, talking more about unity. So it's an appropriate gesture for the President of the United States to come up and to visit the casket of Ruth Bader Ginsburg to honor her. And he came with Melania, and he was wearing a mask, and I think it was appropriate, ended up being a good thing that he was wearing a mask, not only because of the example, but because it covered his facial expressions. When, as he stepped out to stand by the casket of this important American figure, she is the first woman ever to lie in state at the Capitol building. Never happened before to any female. Ruth Bader Ginsburg broke, I don't know if you call it a glass ceiling, a glass what, but in any event, she's the first. And so the president wasn't going to say anything. He's just going to stand there and honor the lady, which is the right thing to do. And he got booed and jeered, and people chanting, and audibly, because the press was closer than the president, vote her out, vote her out. That's not appropriate, is it? Is it appropriate to do that? Lester Holt on NBC, speaking of inappropriate, also said this: after another night of rioting and breaking of curfew, unlawful assembly in Louisville, Kentucky. This is the NBC anchor. Listen.
Much of the city is still locked down. For a second straight night, a curfew will be in effect. Lester?
All right, Gabe Gutierrez, thank you. It's worth emphasizing most of the protests around the country were peaceful. The decision not to charge anyone in Breonna Taylor's death met with profound disappointment and anger, especially among black women.
Beneath the fury fueling many of the protests, there is pain.
Okay. Greg Tomlin, and he's so right about this, and it's such a great point. You'll notice what Lester Holt said immediately coming off that report on all of the anguish and the activity and the confrontations with police in Louisville, where two officers were shot the night before. What's the very first thing he says? It's worth noting, important to note, that most protests all summer have been peaceful. Okay, when they report on an individual, particularly an individual of color, in fact, they only report if it's an individual of color. If in the majority of cases where it is a white victim of a police shooting, you never hear about it. It never becomes a news item. But do you ever hear someone after a report on Breonna Taylor being shot or Ahmaud Arbery? He wasn't even shot by a police officer. If you hear of any black victim being shot, do you ever hear somebody coming on it? It's worth noting that the overwhelming majority of police officers are responsible, do not end up shooting people, do not have charges of racism against them, are good people doing a very difficult and very necessary job. And that's also something that isn't noted for a moment on CNN. This is clip number 5, Jeremy, where CNN's Allison Camerota had a segment where she was going around speaking to Biden voters. And one of the women she spoke to was black. And listen to the way she described what's driving her to the polls this year. Listen.
Driving you to the polls in November?
Quite frankly, I'm tired of turning on the news and watching people look like me being slaughtered for sport. I really am just at the point now where I don't want to have to keep explaining to my kids like why they have to move differently because of the color of their skin. My son is 14, and I fear for my son sometimes because, you know, just because of the way he looks. And that should not be a reality in 2020, but here we are. I'm just ready for somebody to actually, like, do what they say they're going to do.
Okay, to do what they say they're going to do regarding what? What is appalling to me about this is she begins her answer by saying, I'm tired of seeing people who look like me being slaughtered for sport. Does anyone out there actually believe that any of these victims you've heard about have been slaughtered for sport? Is this like a horror movie? Is this like Get Out? Is this like that? And there's another horror movie right now with Janelle Monáe called Antebellum, same idea, in which black people are slaughtered and tortured, frankly, enslaved for sport. Really. This is a terrible result of media malfeasance. And I don't blame this lady, but what do you expect when you get such a consistent message from mass media? And the message is wrong. First of all, one of the things about that Washington Post database, they say that even if you include all the shootings by police officers, even with the growth in American population, even with the rise in crime recently, the number of shootings every year by police officers has been steady for the last 5 years since they've started monitoring it. That is worth noting. It's also worth noting what a filmmaker found to be the secret of Trump's personality. We'll get to that and more coming up. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Talking just before the break a little bit about the way that so much of what animates people who are angry and desperate and terrified, are media distortions. And it is almost baked in with media because usually they highlight stuff that's terrible, that's a disastrous, that's painful, that's controversial somehow, that's depressing. which is why if you actually look out at life in America, even in the midst of this pandemic, there are all kinds of reasons to be a little bit encouraged and not to be so desperately afraid, which is why when there really is an outrage that is kind of covered up by the media for years and years, well, this is not years and years. This is months and months. It's something that happened in April that was only reported today by the New York Times on page 10. And it's a relatively small article, so I've supplemented some of the information about it. But here is the story that got minimal coverage. I mean, anywhere. And I would be guessing you heard nothing about it, but you should have. Palestinian prosecutors in Gaza have charged three Palestinian peace activists with, quote, weakening revolutionary spirit for their role in holding a video call with Israeli peace activists in April. The activists belong to the Gaza Youth Committee, which organized the virtual discussion as a part of a bridge-building initiative that they named Skype with Your Enemy. The decision to press charges defied the calls of several human rights organizations, which have repeatedly demanded that the activists be released after being detained in April by Hamas. The Palestinians could face many years in prison under hard labor, said Raji Sarani, who was the director of the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, the Gaza-based group representing them. The charges were filed officially last week, but they were made public just yesterday by the human rights group. The video call, which inspired these charges of a long prison term, drew more than 200 participants on Zoom. But it was harshly criticized by the Hamas regime in Gaza, who hold it to be against the law to befriend any Israelis. Oh, sure, they want peace. Hamas responded by arresting Rami Aman, the leader of the Gaza Youth Committee, and several others who had participated in the call. Authorities in Gaza did not respond to requests for comment. Imagine that. In an April Facebook post, Iyad al-Bozom, the spokesman for the Hamas-run Interior Ministry, accused the peace activists of participating in a normalization activity and declared any communication with Israel a horrible crime punishable by law and a total betrayal of our people and our sacrifices. This is what folks are dealing with in the Middle East. There are still countries in the world, members of NATO, that provide money to Hamas, that support these thugs in Gaza. Turkey does a lot. That's their main source at the moment, I believe. 5 months after their arrest, two of the three activists who have been charged, Mr. Aman and another man whose name has not been made public, are still in jail, while the other, Manal al-Sharif, was released on bail in late June. Omar Shaker, Human Rights Watch director for Israel and Palestine, blasted Hamas's decision to indict the activists, calling it outrageous. It is outrageous. The case is part of a pattern of Hamas authorities arbitrarily arresting activists for their peaceful free expression. The fact that they are now prosecuting them after more than 5 months in jail compounds this injustice. The nearly two-hour video chat held in English drew participants from Europe and the United States, in addition to Israelis and Palestinians. It gave Israelis, mostly in their 20s and 30s, a rare chance to hear directly from Gaza residents about life under the Israeli-Egyptian blockade. Mr. Aman said the Youth Committee's goal was to build a new generation of leaders who believe in making peace. Well, God bless them for that. And this shows why President Trump enjoyed the historic success that he did with Arab states that are saying, we're not going to wait for these crazies. We are going to move forward toward peace, which is appropriate. So good for the New York Times for finally covering this story. And by the way, and good for Gail King of CBS, who actually did a little bit of much-needed pushback with Nancy Pelosi. This is clip 7, when Nancy Pelosi talked about dangers to our democracy. Listen.
You had earlier suggested that you didn't think Biden should debate. Do you still feel that way?
I do. Not that I don't think he'll be excellent. I just think that the president has no fidelity to fact or truth, and actually in his comments the last few days, no fidelity to the Constitution of the United States. He and his henchmen are a danger, with their comments, are a danger to our democracy. So I don't want to give him, why bother? He doesn't tell the truth. He isn't committed to our Constitution.
But Speaker Pelosi, that's what people say is the problem. Your language is, to some, is just as egregious as what they're saying by calling the president's people henchmen. Some could say that's just as insulting as what he's saying about you.
I don't care what he says about me. Every knock from him is a boost for me. If he wants to help me raise money, he can keep knocking me. But I'm speaking truth. Our Constitution is at the mercy of people who have no allegiance to the Constitution of the United States. They have repeatedly demonstrated that.
Okay, and then Gail King also in the last 48 hours showed some of the Democratic hypocrisy on the courts, also on CBS, and good for her. Listen.
Madam Speaker, they always say he who has the votes has the power. Don't you think the Democrats would do the same thing if the situation was reversed?
No, you do not. That is absolutely not true.
You don't.
And this is totally, completely inappropriate.
Okay, again, she's saying Democrats would do the same thing. Of course they would. That's why they reversed their position. They wanted to move forward with a confirmation before an election if that involved Merrick Garland, President Obama's appointment. But they want to stall and hold up an appointment before an election if it's President Trump and the Republican-controlled Senate. And if people can't see that hypocrisy, it's a complete contradiction in terms. And anyone who believes that the Democrats wouldn't move forward with a nomination if the shoe were on the other foot, please explain to me what you're thinking. The Democrats would turn around and say, oh, Mitch McConnell was right originally. He was right. We were wrong before. The entire thing shows a certain lack of consistency. But no lack of consistency in terms of President Trump's fascination with a certain film. We'll talk to filmmaker Ron Orlando coming up on the MedVed Show.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
This is totally, completely inappropriate.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating far-left movement Antifa and the Ku Klux Klan as terrorist organizations and saying that lynching needs to be made a federal hate crime. President Trump delivering remarks at his second of three rallies set for Friday, the president courting the African-American vote.
Before the China virus, we built the greatest economy for African-Americans in the history of our country, and we are doing it again.
President Trump ending his day in Newport News, Virginia. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul is in the hospital and recovering from a medical emergency which happened while he was live streaming a talk show. The 85-year-old was speaking about the economy on his YouTube channel when his speech became slurred and he struggled to continue speaking. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Orlando is a filmmaker, an entrepreneur, and an author. He has founded, as an entrepreneur, Nexus Media, and his films before the latest films, Citizen Trump, include The Divine Plan and Silence Patton. He is also the author of Apostle Paul, A Polite Bribe, and a book called The Divine Plan. Ron, it's great to speak to you. You reveal, and your entire film really is based upon the insight that President Trump's favorite film of all time is Citizen Kane. Now, explain to people how we know that.
We know that because when he did an interview with Errol Morris, which was for another film project that was aborted, he admitted to him, and he made it public for years prior to my doing this, that I was unaware of.
Okay, that Citizen Kane is his favorite film.
Oh,
let
yes.
me ask you this. Are you sure that he actually knows that film even? Because isn't when people ask somebody, what's your favorite film of all time? Isn't Citizen Kane considered to be one of those more highbrow, well thought of, the right kind of choice?
Well, I found it an interesting juxtaposition because the truth is, I think while he thinks of Citizen Kane as the rise of a powerful man from being a media tycoon into the life of high office, I think he might miss the ending of it, which is that Citizen Kane is actually a cautionary tale. It's a tragedy. So that was the intrigue for me, was to figure out if their lives were so parallel in the beginning and middle, how might they end in similar parallel. But yeah, I don't think he understood the essence of the film.
Yeah, the film was released in 1941. It was written and directed and starred in by Orson Welles. I think Joseph Nankovitz was also involved in co-writing the script. Uh-huh. And And it's obviously very closely based on the life of the real-life historical newspaper publisher and tycoon and aborted presidential candidate, William Randolph Hearst. To explain some of why you think that Trump's parallels with Hearst and with the fictional character, William Foster Kane, why Charles Foster Kane, why that actually is important in terms of understanding the president.
I think just off the top of my head, they're both born to affluence, but convince the average man that they're working for them in their political runs. They both love to wine and dine with the stars. They were kind of wannabe movie stars themselves. They both aspired to be actors. They both understood the power of media. They use the media to run for high office. And I think if you explore the character, the whole idea of how they use rhetoric and how they know how to spin a good story and on and on and on, the parallels just are unending.
Let me throw this at you, because, yes, there are plenty of scandals involving William Randolph Hearst, Charles Foster Kane, and yes, Donald Trump as well. You do the film, we should let people know, it's very artfully done with some sketches and some artwork in addition to documentary footage, to try to evoke that sort of shadowy world that's very much part of the movie Citizen Kane. But this is where I really have a problem. As much as I can see Trump from a distance, and nobody knows if this is true, but Charles Foster Kane was a gloomy personality. Trump, we were watching earlier today a rally that he did for a black audience in Atlanta. He seemed to be having the time of his life, enjoying himself. Isn't Donald Trump a lot more capable of actual fun in his life than the fictional character?
If you look at this, there's a filter here. I'm using the fictionalized Kane as the parallel with Donald Trump. That's well informed, of course, by Hearst. But in the fictional Kane has a similar style. He's a man of the people. He loves to have a good time. He gets out there. He speaks well. He enjoys an audience. He reads it all. It's not that he's without that. I think the only mystery was in the ending, and I said that while Trump has not had a fall or wound up a solo character like Kane did in the film, the other parallels are all in play in the same way. So I would say they are similar, more the fictionalized version of Kane. Orson Welles is also part of that character, the showman.
Without question, and Welles, I know, admitted that. But the film, by the way, it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, and it's available on Amazon Prime, Vimeo, and more platforms to come for video on demand. In terms of your film, I think it's very, very different. There's another film out there that's been very successful called Unfit, which is clearly hostile to President Trump. I mean, it compares him to Mussolini and Hitler very directly in the whole second half of the film. Your film is, as close as you can come to an attempt to play it up the middle. Is that deliberate?
I'm an independent filmmaker. That's what we do. We don't play causes or parties. We tell the story in the most honest way we can. And the truth is, he's a bag of many tricks. He has many guises, Donald Trump. He's not just, as the other film portrays him, as the unfit maniac. Once you have him in the category of the unfit maniac, you're able to dismiss all the other qualities of ambition, the showman, the media world we find ourselves in, and I can go on and on. But I was exploring this as a phenomenon, the media phenomenon of Trump with the modern media and the news, how they both play off each other, how I think of it as we're the divorce lawyer to this couple having this ongoing battle, this food fight all day long, and we have to watch it. But the genius of Trump is the media. He's the savvy of media and understanding how to position, repeat rhetoric, tell stories. He was the only one who could have beat Hillary Clinton in the way he did. So to dismiss him as the unfit maniac, that was not of interest to my approach.
Okay. And what else? I mean, one of the things that I think was striking in your film, which is very watchable, is the similarities between the fictional home of the Kane character in the movie Xanadu. And if you actually look at the way those sets are designed, it looks like Mar-a-Lago, doesn't it?
It does. And a lot of people have made that comparison. And some people, some writers have gone as far, and this came out of my research, I'm working on a book right now on the same subject matter, but some have gone as far to say that Citizen Trump or Donald Trump was modeling his life after Kane, the movie. So that wouldn't be the first time that a president or a high-profile person used a movie for inspiration, and I think there's some of that in the story also that I explore.
Have you gotten any pushback at all from any of these sources that are making this film available that you're too generous to Trump, you're too fair or open to him?
We have an issue going on with Amazon right now that we, I'm not one to get into conspiracy theories, but let's just say that this film feels like it's been blocked numerous times without coincidence. And when it first came out, I received dozens of messages from people who loved the film and wanted to review it and couldn't figure out a way to do it because Amazon was blocking it, and we've gone back and forth. Now we have a journalist covering this to try and, it was very suspicious why the reviews were not coming in as fast as the responses we were getting with the pre-screening and the public. So there might be some funny business there we're looking into.
Well, that'll be fascinating to see. But who could imagine such a thing? Some hostility between Jeff Bezos and Amazon and the President of the United States, Jeff Bezos, the owner of the Washington Post. Listen, Ron Orlando, it's a fascinating film. And it's particularly interesting for people who have actually seen Citizen Kane. I think if you haven't seen it, you may actually be motivated to actually go see that old 1941 film. Ron Orlando's film, which is called Citizen Trump, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be back with much more in the way of films newly released in theaters this week.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And coming up to a very important Sabbath in the Jewish calendar, it's known as Shabbat Shuvah, which means the Sabbath of return or the Sabbath of repentance, falling right between the Jewish New Year of Rosh Hashanah, which was last weekend, and then the great holiday of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, on Monday. And I had some impetus to thoughts about repentance and perspective because of a funeral that I attended with Zoom this morning that left me crying like a baby, because a very dear and longtime friend of mine for about, God, believe it or not, it's close to 40 years, Judd McGelnick died suddenly of a heart attack on Wednesday night. And Judd and his wife, Denise, were our neighbors. They were my neighbors in Santa Monica for 15 years, literally living two doors away. He is a fellow congregant. He was an extremely insightful conservative, a writer for American Spectator, among many other things. But the thing that was most noteworthy is watching on Zoom the funeral today in Los Angeles. It was just overwhelming. His five children spoke and spoke about what their father meant in their lives. And it was unbelievable, because all of these kids, the four boys and Betsy, the youngest, the girl they finally got, are wonderful people, and spoke about their father's guidance and his example and what he meant to them. And it's an overwhelming message about what really does count, what really is important beyond all the politics and the news stories and the controversies we talk about. It's leaving behind that kind of memory. By the way, we post our website at michaelmedved.com. Please go there. One of Judd's last articles for American Spectator. And Judd and Denise and family, we love you. And we miss you already. Let me go to some of the movie alternatives. There are two big movies, both of which are available in theaters, and one of them, the better one, is available online as well for streaming. It's called Misbehavior, and it actually features Keira Knightley and Greg Kinnear and a very distinguished cast, including Rhys Ifans. And it's about a beauty pageant in 1970 that was disrupted by pioneering women's libbers in London, the Miss World competition. It's a fascinating true story, and some of the dialogue sounds like this.
I think I'm some kind of brute that doesn't consider the feelings of women. I consider feeling women all the time.
This competition makes us compete with each other and makes the world narrower for all of us in the end. Why should any woman have to earn her place in the world by looking a particular way? You don't. He doesn't. Why should we?
That's Keira Knightley. It was Greg Kinnear earlier in his role as Bob Hope, who hosted the Miss World. Look, the film is full of remarkable performances. Gugu Mbatha-Raw plays the Miss Grenada, who is competing to be the first ever international black woman who wins one of these contests. That's one of the many stories. What's fascinating about the film is it's not just all feminist good, Bob Hope and everybody else just terrible. The film is sympathetic to every point of view, to the contestants, to the people who are running the competition, even though they're sometimes fairly funny and they're antediluvian attitudes, and yes, to the feminist activists who are real people, and you see their photographs, their real photographs at the end of the film. It does include some tough language. It's not, but only in passing, and actually it's not officially rated, but it is probably suitable for older kids who want to see a very remarkable story. Three stars for the highly watchable Misbehavior, which is actually in theaters and available for rent or to buy on iTunes, Google Play, and other streaming platforms. Another film is by a cult filmmaker named Miranda July, who is known for quirky points of view and quirky characters, and she certainly has a bunch of them in her latest film, which is called Kajillionaire. And it features Evan Rachel Wood as the withdrawn, shy, you might think she was almost autistic, but no, that's not the characterization, a daughter of two grifters. And they wander the streets of L.A. They're on the border of homelessness. They are running various scams. The film, Kajillionaire, has dialogue like this.
Most people want to be kajillionaires. That's the dream. That's how they get you hooked. Hooked on sugar, hooked on caffeine. Ha, ha, ha. Cry, cry, cry. Me, I prefer to just skim.
So do I.
You're addicted to them.
They're my parents.
And what them?
We split everything three ways. We have since I was little. I don't want to do it that way this time.
Don't.
Okay, that's Gina Rodriguez, who plays an assistant to an optician, and a fairly normal character who meets these weirdos on a plane when they're running a scam concerning lost luggage and insurance on a plane flight. The first part of the film, where it basically just dramatizes these people very much on the fringes of society, is kind of interesting. There are too many earthquakes. There are about five different earthquakes that interrupt the film at different points, which I'm not sure what it's supposed to represent. The music is wildly intrusive. It can give you a headache, and it does not add to the film. The performances are all fairly solid. But after the Gina Rodriguez character comes on and the film takes on complicated love story aspects, none of it congeals particularly. It's one of those films you say, okay, well done, reasonably well acted. What really have we just seen? And the film is rated R for various scenes where it reflects what is supposed to happen in a hot tub and other moments of language. But when you say it's rated R, nothing enormously shocking. I think that what's shocking is how unsatisfied you feel at its conclusion. 2 stars for Kajillionaire. Also, 2.5 stars for Infidel, the film that we talked about earlier with Dinesh D'Souza, and 2.5 stars for Citizen Trump. All of our film reviews are available at our website, the new ones, and all of the historic film reviews going all the way back that deals with a lot of the stuff that you can stream right now, you can get as a Medhead member. And you can find whatever film you're looking for. Go to michaelmedved.com. Right now we have a fall sale that is still going on. It is a fall sale in which you can save $20, get the cost of Medhead membership down to less than 11 cents a day. And really a good investment. Gives you access to the show and everything else we do 24/7. You can get whatever part or all of it that you want. And the other great thing is that when you become a new Medhead member, you get 1/2 off on downloads of anything from the Medved History Store. And speaking of the Medved History Store, one of the things that I'm hoping to be talking about next week is a little bit of historical perspective to this idea of a contested election. We had an election that was not decided in the Electoral College in the normal way. It was decided by congressional committee and by an untimely Senate nomination and a potential civil war. That's worth exploring, don't you think? It will be, because that will give us better perspective on this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.